The time for game two of this best of seven first round series between the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings has arrived. Good evening, everyone. Alongside Bob Stauffer, I'm Jack Michaels from our Legacy Heating and Cooling broadcast booth. This is game two, with the Oilers having taken game one on Monday night by the resounding score of 7-4. Built a 4-0 lead, let LA get back in it, and then put it away with two third period power play goals with Kopitar and Kempe. Pass down the middle, broken up by Warren Fogle, but then retrieved by Kopitar. Centering pass, shoots and scores. Adrian Kempe off a feed from Kopitar, and Los Angeles has the first goal. Pierre-Luc Dubois, hard hit by Desharnais, stood him up. Knocked down by Talbot. It's going to be misplayed in front. Kane tried to bank it off Talbot a second time. Off a feed from Kopitar. Down low for Leon Draisaitl. Turned over. Kopitar in front. Quick shot. A save made by goaltender Stuart Skinner. Shot. Kick save made by Talbot, though wrong-footed. But Kempe was able to power it out and lead a 3-on-2 right to left. Kopitar back to Kempe. Whacked it out of midair to make it 2-0. What a hand-eye play by Adrian Kempe. He's got both goals tonight, and the Kings lead it 2-0 in game two. Oilers reverse it back. McDavid and Henrique shot. Rebound loose in the blue paint. Talbot, did he keep it out? No! Did it cross the line? The Oilers thought it had crossed the line. It's still loose. They haven't blown it dead. There's eight players in the blue paint. The Oilers are insistent this puck went in.
After video review, the call on the ice is confirmed. The puck never crosses the goal line. We have no goal.
Yeah, that's... Call that call on Roy, so you probably can't make that call. Fiala behind the net, taken down, tried to one-hand it in front, quick shot, a save made on Dubois by Stuart Skinner. Game one away with an empty netter. Drop pass, one-timer, score! Kulak hammers it home, and Edmonton's on the board. It's 2-1 with 2:27 left in the first period. Kulak's second career playoff goal. Victor Arvidsson backhands it ahead. It's a breakaway. Drew Doughty didn't get the shot away, but it still went in through Skinner. And Drew Doughty has his first playoff goal since 2014. Dubois taken hard against the boards, coming out of the corner with a chance. Kane in front. Loose puck. Perry can't muscle it home, and he might have taken a goaltender interference call. Looking to move it in. Kempe turned it over. Shorthanded breakaway. Ryan McLeod in on Talbot. Backhander denied. Talbot squeezed the five-hole shot. That would have been a big goal, not only for Edmonton, but Ryan McLeod. Drew Doughty on the puck retrieval, a big hit by King, who smoked Doughty in the final regular season meeting. He was called for a penalty on that occasion. Holloway forces a turnover. CeCe rifles a pass to Janmark that's tipped to Holloway, shoots and scores. Dylan Holloway cuts it to 3-2. Hustling down the middle, chips and charge. Oh, a tough bounce on Talbot. Made the save, and then another save on Draisaitl. Another shot pouring in. Fogle had it blocked. Off the draw, wrestled down with Draisaitl. Quick shot, sharp angle, save Skinner. Rebound, knocked behind the net. Wrap around Fiala, second effort, and Skinner comes up with a save. Draisaitl wins the faceoff. Here's Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins over to McDavid. Looks, dishes. One-timer Bouchard, and a glove save made by Cam Talbot. Right circle to Draisaitl. Cross ice. One-timer score. We're tied. Zach Hyman buries the equalizer. 3-all in game two. Bouchard steps up, waits, dishes. Draisaitl right face off dot, and a save made by Talbot. McDavid with a game tied at 3, heading for the net. McDavid circling, waiting, surveying, dealing. One-timer, what a save, Talbot. He robbed Leon Draisaitl. McDavid spun his way between the hash marks and then had the presence of mind to put it in Draisaitl's wheelhouse. Out to the point, Jordan Spence. Here's a shot, score from a sharp angle, and somehow that finds its way through Stuart Skinner. Kevin Fiala was pinned on the half wall and caught Skinner by surprise. His first of the series. Carrick slightly hobbled, and here comes Pierre-Luc Dubois the other way for LA. Shot Fiala, and a save made by Skinner. It might have gotten a piece of Skinner. Fiala might have just missed the net there, but CeCe with an open net. Here's Holloway off the rock, shoots and scores! Dylan Holloway's quick release has struck again, and this game is tied at four! McDavid trying to hunt that puck down. Philip Deneau, big hit! He was absolutely smoked by Zach Hyman. Deneau has no idea where he is as he comes off. 5 seconds to go. Kulak catches up to it. And in a game where Edmonton has not led all night, we'll settle this one in extra time. 60 minutes complete. We are tied at four. Each team got a goal in that third period. Kevin Fiala gave LA an ever so brief lead, but less than 2 minutes later, Holloway tied it with the second of the night. And as a result, overtime required yet again between Los Angeles and Edmonton. Road, McDavid able to win the faceoff. Shot Bouchard, save Talbot, rebound Hyman denied. England able to hoist off glass. Hyman knocked it down with a high stick. Edmonton has never led. Kopitar shoots and scores off the rush. Angled off the boards, and Andre Kopitar at age 36 beats Skinner high glove, and Los Angeles claims game two in overtime, 5-4.